Now, before you sit down this morning at work or home, consider this. Sitting is deadly. Yes, you can eat healthy food, you can do regular exercise, you can get lots of sleep, you can not drink too much alcohol. Whatever you do, though, may well be rendered somewhat useless if you spend too much of your day on your derriere. Heart disease, diabetes, some types of cancer, your life will be shortened. We now know the picture for prolonged sitting is pretty grim, and some workplaces have seized the day on this one and are investing in adjustable standing workstations instead of conventional fixed desks. You might work in one of those workplaces. But new Australian research in the American Journal of Preventative Medicine takes that further. Dr. Genevieve Healy is a senior research fellow at the School of Population Health at the University of Queensland and has done much of the key international research on the biological impacts of prolonged sitting. She joins us on the show this morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Natasha.
And also with us is Alison Durham. She's Queensland Advocacy Manager with the Heart Foundation, whose workplace recently walked the talk and installed standing desks, but it seems much harder than all that. Welcome, Alison.
Thanks, Natasha.
Jen, remind us what the research now tells us about prolonged sitting, because it's actually your research that really led the charge on this one in recent years.
Yes, what we've been shown over the last few years is just how much we sit during the day. So on average, adults sit about 7 to 10 hours of their day. So if you think of that in a waking hours, we're spending most of our time sitting down. And what our research has shown is if you're sitting for really long periods of time, that can have detrimental health effects. The ones that you were just saying before. So people, a big study looked at all the studies grouped together and found that those who sat the most had 2 times the risk of dying from diabetes, of cardiovascular disease, or of developing cardiovascular disease, or of dying prematurely. Of dying prematurely compared to those in the lowest group of sitting.
So this is accounting for all other risk factors.
Accounting for all other risk factors. And we see it even in people who do exercise. So if you think of it, if you go to the gym, if you do your half hour of exercise, which really is great for you, we know all the benefits of that. If you're sitting down for the rest of the day, that does have detrimental health effects. But we all need to sit. So sitting in itself is not bad. It's that sitting for really long periods of
really
time.
Really long periods. What is a prolonged period in terms of the health impact?
That's what we're still trying to find out. So at the moment, what we're recommending is to try and stand up at least every 30 minutes as a kind of good, memorable sort of message to give to people. That's a good starting point. And to try and minimise your sitting across the whole day.
I mean, can you quantify it for us? You did a little there, but some health advocates say prolonged sitting is on par with tobacco and obesity as health hazards. So you might not smoke, you might not be obese, but you might be a prolonged sitter, in which case your level of risk is just as high.
Yes, because there's so much sitting. So just as there used to be a lot of smoking out there, because we're sitting so much and because we see the high risk factors associated with health outcomes, it's being touted as the new smoking. So reducing your sitting time, breaking it up regularly, so getting regularly up out of your chair can reduce your risk.
Oh, there's so much more I'd ask about what's going on biologically, but I want to know about the aim of this trial that you've just published about, you and colleagues.
Yes, so this was led by one of my PhD students, Micah Nearhaus, and what she looked at was what happens if we put workstations into a workplace. Is that enough? Can we just put the workstations in, or do we need to add additional strategies? So we had already evaluated the additional strategies in another workplace. We'd seen that it was really successful when we targeted the organisation, put the workstations in, these sit-stand workstations, and also given the participants some individual health coaching. In that other study, we saw reductions of over 2 hours per day in workplace sitting time.
Gee, but that's mammoth.
It is mammoth, but it has cost implications, as you can understand. So you're going into a workplace, you're coming in, you're dealing with managers, you're dealing with health coaches, you're doing quite a lot of stuff with the workplace. So can you sort of just get away, as it were, with just putting in the workstations? Mm. And what she found, so it was a really nice, interesting question because it has real implications for workplace practices. And what she found was, yes, you can get reductions by just putting the workstations in, but you get 3 times bigger effect if you do the organisational one and the individual health coaching as well. So you get a much larger effect if you go the whole hog.
How much larger?
Well, it was three times. So it was in her study, it was 90 minutes compared to a 30-minute reduction.
Right. That's significant, isn't it? So just explain what those other interventions were and how they assisted people to get off their bums more often throughout the day, because there are all sorts of tricks of the trade.
So I think the organisational one is a really key element, and that means just getting the organisation's support on board. So your managers are supportive of you doing it. They're being champions. So it might be that your team leader goes, okay, we're having a standing meeting. Everyone's encouraged to stand if they want. You can sit if you want. You can change postures. Putting up signs around the workplace that this is a standing standing is supported in this workplace. Stand up for your health. Just those signs around the workplace to show support. We also, in that intervention, gave the managers emails which they sent out to show that they're really supportive of the study happening. And also everyone in the workplace knew what you were doing and knew why you were doing
you
it.
You didn't look like a silly duffer standing
exactly
in the middle
right.
of the meeting
exactly
when everyone
right.
else was sitting.
Exactly right.
It was endorsed.
Lots of peer support and managerial support. So it was just working together to make the change. Whereas with just the putting the workstations in, they weren't told why they should be doing it. They weren't told how they could really use it besides just ergonomically how you could use it. They weren't set goals about how often they should change it. So it was really just put them in there, install them and walk away, which is what we do know that some workplaces have done. So just trying to evaluate the differences that that can make.
Yes, absolutely. So it's calling for a lot more from workplaces and managers, but I'll come back to that. Alison Durham from the Heart Foundation in Queensland. So you have implemented this. I mean, extremely proactive workplace for obvious reasons. So what have you done?
Yes, we have, and we're a very supportive workplace. Obviously, at the Heart Foundation, it's part of our core work to advocate for people being more active just generally outside and within the workplace. So we've got a workplace wellness program and a committee and management on board and all that sort of thing. So we got Genevieve in to come and look at our place and audit and see what we were doing. And we are already doing quite a lot of things, encouraging people, running challenges between staff to, we have team events where people compete against each other and try and eat healthier and be more physically active. We have an ongoing walking group. But then Genevieve introduced the standing workstations to us and actually provided us with about five of those stations, which we've put in each pod. And so people can use those throughout the day and share them. And we're finding that that's really great. But we have to encourage people as well.
So how have you done that? Because in other words, I mean, this is about really being quite proactive. If you are in a workplace and you do install these desks at great cost, I would add.
Yes, well, we encourage people by keeping it top of mind at all times. So we have signage around for people to, stand up, and we encourage people to use those and just go and use those standing desks within the pods as often as possible, and people share it within the teams. It's good workplace manners. We check with each other, is it okay if I use it today? We also have this cultural support for standing in meetings. So, sometimes even there you can feel a bit silly as the only one standing up, but other people will always hop up with you. And at presentations in public places, we'll often stand at the back or at the side. Sometimes you might feel a bit silly, but we just really want to encourage people to stand up and move throughout the day.
Given the evidence. Indeed. But most workplaces wouldn't be as motivated as you.
No, we are highly motivated, it's true. And even then, as I'm saying, we need to remind people. And the other thing that we really encourage people to do is actively travel to and from work. But during the workplace as well, we provide things up in Queensland. We have go-cards. And I know every other state has that kind of public transport ticketing system. So we provide them for people so they can catch a train or a bus to a meeting. And we actively encourage that, or walk to meetings. If we have local meetings, we'll walk to them. So we try and incorporate it throughout the whole day.
Interesting indeed. Genevieve Healy, is it the act of standing that is crucial here, or is it the act of moving? What's going on biologically? Do we know?
That's exactly what we're trying to find out. Standing is the first part obviously. And when you stand up, like you can sit, you can think about it. When you're sitting down, those big postural muscles in your legs, they're not doing very much at all. So standing up, you have to fight gravity to get up. So your body's having to work harder, the muscles in your legs having to contract harder. Mm. So just that act of standing up gives a big burst of flushing out the bad stuff, so to speak. By moving, you trigger even more help. But it's not often possible to move around away from your desk. We have a slogan in our interventions, which is stand up, sit less, move more. So we're encouraging incidental movement throughout the day, things like taking the stairs instead of the lift, going to a toilet on a different floor, going to see your colleagues, walk to them instead of emailing them.
Drinking lots of water.
Drinking
a
lots
number of
water.
A number of Life Matters listeners got on our Facebook page and said, I drink lots of water, it means I've got to get up for water and I've also got to go to the toilet more.
Exactly right. That's a great one, and that's a very common suggestion that we have. And all of those little things do add up. They're not taking you away from your desk. And everybody knows if you have a little break and concentration, like little take some time away from the desk, you actually can improve and like reset yourself. And it's in line with the occupational health and safety messages as well to take that break as well. So we're just having that consistent message.
Mm. Alison Durham, what do you think is absolutely key to convince workplaces? Because people will be going, well, we can barely manage to fund our existing infrastructure, let alone replace all the desks with desks that lift up and the chairs that work with those desks as well, because that's something that people forget. You do need chairs that are compatible with those desks, I think, do you not? No, you don't, no.
No. So these desks, It obviously depends on which model and brand that you get, but you can lower them down and just use a normal chair and then raise them up to a standing height.
I think that the cultural change is really important and management support for people to be getting up and moving around much more. I think that's the crux, and you don't have to have the infrastructure, but it helps.
I've linked to a Heart Foundation tip sheet, actually, on the Facebook page. It's a really great, and it's developed with your help too, I think, Genevieve. So people can check that out and share some of their own challenges and stories in the workplace. But thank you very much for joining us to talk about this current research. Standing desks are not enough. A whole lot of other behavioural stuff needs to happen. Dr. Genevieve Healy at the University of Queensland, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me,
and
Natasha.
Alison Durham as well, Advocacy Manager at the Heart Foundation in Queensland. Thank you, and good luck with the rest of your efforts.
Thanks, Natasha.
And tell us about yours on our Facebook page, our listener feedback line, 02 833 1430.